two Coast Guard aviators have flown as astronauts in the United States NASA space program, Commander Bruce Melnick and Captain Dan Burbank. Commander Bruce Melnick was selected by NASA in June 1987 and became an astronaut in August 1988, qualified for assignment as a mission specialist on space shuttle flight crews. Melnick entered the U.S. Coast Guard Academy from Clearwater, Florida, and graduated in June 1972. His initial assignment was as a deck watch officer aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Steadfast, homeported in St. Petersburg, Florida. After 16-month sea duty, he was selected for Navy flight training in Pensacola and participated in the Chief of Naval Training's Master's Program. After earning his wings in 1974 and his master's degree in 1975, he served 2 3.5-year tours as a Coast Guard rescue pilot at Coast Guard Air Stations Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and Sitka, Alaska, where at the latter, he helped save 115 people from the sinking cruise ship Prince Indam. He was then assigned to the Aircraft Program Office in Grand Prairie, Texas, where he conducted many of the developmental and acceptance tests on the Coast Guard's HU-65A Dolphin helicopter. In 1986, he was transferred to Coast Guard Air Station Traverse City, Michigan, where he served as the operations officer until his selection to the astronaut program. Commander Melnick retired from the U.S. Coast Guard and left NASA in July 1992. He received numerous awards, including 2 Department of Defense Distinguished Service Medals, 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses, and the Secretary of Transportation Heroism Award. In August 2000, he was inducted into the United States Coast Guard Aviation Hall of Fame. Commander Melnick flew on STS-41 in 1990 and STS-49 in 1992. He logged over 300 hours of spaceflight. He now resides in Florida. Commander Dan Burbank entered the U.S. Coast Guard Academy from Tulane, Connecticut, and graduated in May 1985, whereupon he was assigned to the Coast Guard cutter Gallatin, WHEC-721. In January 1987, he reported to Naval Flight Training at Pensacola, Florida, and graduated in February 1988. Burbank was then assigned to Coast Guard Air Station Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where he became an aircraft commander in the HH-3F Pelican and then an aircraft commander and instructor pilot in the HH-60J Jayhawk helicopters. While at Elizabeth City, he completed training in aviation maintenance and administration in preparation for assignments as an aeronautical engineering officer. He also earned a master's degree in aeronautical science. In July 1992, Burbank was assigned to Coast Guard Air Station Cape Cod, Massachusetts, as a rotary wing engineering officer and as an HH-60J aircraft commander and instructor pilot. In May 1995, he was assigned to Coast Guard Air Station Sitka, Alaska, as aeronautical engineering officer and as an HH-60J aircraft commander. Selected by NASA in April 1996, Burbank reported to the Johnson Space Center the following August. After completing 2 years of training and evaluation, Burbank worked technical issues for the Astronaut Office Operations Planning Branch. He served as a spacecraft communicator and was also a member of the Space Shuttle Cockpit Avionics Upgrade Design Team. Captain Burbank flew as a mission specialist on STS-106 and STS-115. He has logged 23 days, 14 hours, 18 minutes in spaceflight. Burbank was assigned as NASA professor at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy during the period 2007-2009. Captain Burbank returned to space on 14 November 2011 as a crew member aboard Soyuz TMA-22 launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. After docking with the International Space Station, he served as commander of Expedition 30 until his return to Earth on April 27, 2012. Captain Burbank received numerous awards, including the NASA Distinguished Service Medal, NASA Exceptional Service Medal, 3 NASA Spaceflight Medals, 2 Defense Superior Service Medals, Legion of Merit, Air Medal, Coast Guard Commendation Medals, Coast Guard Achievement Medal, and various other service awards. Captain Burbank was inducted into the United States Coast Guard Aviation Hall of Fame in 2014. He now resides on Cape Cod.